Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network,
available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4. Then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell's show on demand, the podcast. And you can listen to what you missed. You know what you missed so far? We had a half hour with Eric Saadal. He is one of the leading candidates to replace George Gascon. He's a deputy DA. In fact, he's vice president of the Deputy District Attorneys Association here in Los Angeles. And he has the endorsement of that organization. So it was a fascinating talk with him. And you could listen to that on the podcast, the 2 o'clock hour. It's also on Instagram. We did Instagram Live with it. Now, on Thursday, February 22nd, very important day, we're going to do our show on the road from the Honda Center, Lot 4. And that's where we're going to gather signatures in order to get on the ballot a referendum that is going to do a major rewrite of Prop 47. We've talked about this for the last week or so, and this is a biggie. If this gets on the ballot, it'll pass because there's anywhere between 70 and 95% support for the different provisions on the ballot. And one thing it'll do is a third time somebody gets arrested for shoplifting, third time, it's a felony. You go to prison. Right now, as Eric Saadal pointed out, you could steal something 1,000 days in a row as long as it's under $950. And the 1,000th time is the same non-consequence as the first time. No jail, at least here in L.A. County. No jail at all. So this would turn it into a felony on the third time. Also, it would force people arrested for drug crimes in the street. You get a choice. You go to jail or you go to drug treatment. That's the way it used to be. In fact, both of those provisions are the way it used to be before 2014 and George Gascon's stupid Prop 47. Stupid progressive ideas that fail. And Gascon wrote that thing. And third provision is it greatly strengthens the fentanyl trafficking laws. So especially people who sell fentanyl and it kills their customer. And that would become a major serious felony as well. So we're going to sign it on February 22nd, Lot 4 of the Honda Center in Anaheim. We will have petitions for all the Southern California counties. So you could come from L.A., Riverside, San Bernardino, wherever you're living now. You can come watch our show. We're going to do it live in the parking lot, and people are going to be driving up, walking up, and signing. In fact, we'll have petitions from noon to 6 that day. We'll be on the air from 1 to 4, but you can sign from noon to 6. It's a big day on Thursday. Todd Spitzer has helped set this up for us down in Orange County, and he will be there as well. We're going to talk to Steve Garvey as soon as he arrives. Sometime very soon, he's on his way. This story I wanted to get to. I don't understand this huge tower. I guess it's an office tower. It's some kind of skyscraper. And it's abandoned. It's half built. It was taken over by graffiti vandals. And 30 floors of graffiti. 30 floors. And nobody noticed. It went on for days. Now people are parachuting off this skyscraper. We're going to do a report, Alex Rozier from NBC4.
Shocking video shared on Instagram appears to show someone paragliding from these unfinished towers downtown Los Angeles. The same unfinished towers that are also now tagged with nearly 30 floors of graffiti.
Putting that graffiti up there that high is very, very dangerous.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass said LAPD will surround the site until the developer secures it.
We don't have any choice but to do that because people being in that building is extremely dangerous. The owner of the building should be held accountable and he should reimburse the city for every dime that is spent.
Construction here halted in 2019 when the Chinese developers ran out of money. They were building Oceanwide Plaza with condos, a mall, and hotel. But since work stopped, it's become an attraction for graffiti artists.
Somebody's got to come in and buy the property and finish the project or tear it down. One or the other. Those are the only two options.
On Friday, the LA City Council ordered the owner to secure the site and clean it up, or the city will do it and send them the bill. Council member Kevin De Leon said the owners have until February 17th to comply.
We passed this on Friday. Just on Saturday evening, LAPD arrested 7 individuals. Early Sunday morning, they arrested another 5 individuals. We're going to use the full weight of the law in the city of LA to force them to clean up their mess.
Does anyone at City Hall think it's likely that this developer who ran out of money in 2019 is going to come back and secure this site?
No, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I'm not holding my breath right now that they're going to come in and take responsibility for their irresponsible actions. But that doesn't mean we cannot continue putting the pressure on them.
De Leon said the long-term plan is to find a group of investors to take over this project on this prime land.
I love the way Karen Bass comes out and she's all outraged and upset, you know, that these people have to be held accountable. They're Chinese developers. They ran out of money. They're back in China. You can't hold them accountable. The Chinese developers who were bribing the city council people.
And she's saying that the city will have to clean up and then and bill them. Like they're really going to pay the city back.
Oh, right. Yeah, good luck with that. Let's see. I love politicians with fake outrage. Well, this is what has to be done. They're going to be billed. They're going to be hit. No, they're not. They're in China. They wrote this thing off. It's abandoned. It's gone. And nobody is going to invest in this because there is a massive amount of empty office space in Los Angeles. I think in the metropolitan area, there's 85 million square feet of empty office space. 85 million. Nobody's buying this thing. They have to blow it up. They have to do one of those implosion procedures.
I mean, there's just so much graffiti on that.
Well, yeah, because it's not police down there. Or the police, were they standing there watching?
I mean, but can you imagine how long it's going to take to get rid of all that graffiti?
And she's terrified someone is going to fall or, you know.
Sure somebody will.
Parachuters and the paraglide. I hope they do. We need a few good splats. As long as they don't fall on somebody. When we come back, Steve Garvey's in the studio. He's running for Senate. And he's coming off the debate last night against those three Democrats, and we are going to talk to him next.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Steve Garvey is here, running for U.S. Senate. Welcome. How are you?
Great to be back with you.
A lot of traffic.
Came from the wars in San Francisco, the big debate last night.
Yeah, let's talk about that right away. Adam Schiff, you were up against Katie Porter and Barbara Lee, the three Democrats, and you're going on tour with them, it looks like. And do they have anything to say to you other than you voted for Trump? Because every clip I hear, I watched and listened to much of the first debate. I couldn't hear much of it last night, but I saw a bunch of clips. And that's the stuff that everybody plays. Is that all they want to do?
It's Trump syndrome. And next to COVID, probably the most debilitating disease. I mean, over and over again, and I keep saying the same common sense thing. Listen, I think the opportunity to vote, the single greatest currency we have as Americans. And I take it personally. I've always said, 50 years now. So will you just let me choose the person I think is best at the end of the day? You know, come November, the two people standing, I'm going to choose the person I think is going to be the best for this country. But don't keep hammering, because that's all they got. I mean, if you see me standing up there, looking at them and saying and thinking to myself, I can't believe they're saying this. I can't believe they're looking into the moderator, into the camera, and talking to the good people of California and telling them their life is fine. Oh, you're fine. You're fine. When 88% of Californians either break even or lose money at the end of every month.
Yeah, we were just talking during the commercial break that stock market took a dive today because the inflation number was higher than expected. It's still over 3%. And that's on top, just talk about grocery store inflation is over 30%. And that is a big chunk of someone in the middle class or in the low income classes that you can't afford a 30% increase. You either got to put it on your credit card or you got to eat less. And I imagine that's what you're hearing when you're talking to people out
Absolutely.
There.
And it's compounding. I mean, if something happens, but I will be the next elected U.S. Senator of California. If something happens, it'll be a generation before we, the people, hardworking people, will have a chance again, a chance to dream again, because it keeps compounding. You have a one-party state. We know that.
Yeah. Right? Yes.
Anybody that's a conservative or moderate or whatever doesn't have a voice. Good people, qualified people, men and women who could be running are always told there's no way you can win.
Well, even moderate Democrats are squeezed out of deciding policy now.
Absolutely.
Everything is far left-wing progressive.
I've had more Democrats come up to me and say, Steve, thank you for running. Bless you. And I'm seriously thinking about voting for you because I'm sick of what's happening to my party. Remember, it was the Democratic Party of Reagan, and then he decided to become a Republican. But a lot of those same principles and ideas he had as a Democrat were moderate ideas. I mean, not just liberal moderate, but moderate center right down the road.
Well, isn't that what
common sense is, really?
Yeah, well, that's what annoys me about, you don't look for accuracy in a debate, a political debate, but you do come across, I think, in what I've heard, as a very moderate guy, not only in temperament, but in your politics, and they just want to paint you as a right-wing crazy because that's the only tool they seem to have, and you don't end up actually debating the nuances of any of the issues. Yeah. And it gets really frustrating.
You mean when they come out with a can of red paint and a brush and they start right off the bat?
Right, yeah.
say I'm MAGA, and abortion, and pick one of the probably the five words they use to label people.
Yeah, well, it's all shorthand that they get out of focus groups. They test words.
What's that old thing about you point one finger at somebody and three are coming back at you? And I listened to them talk about the economy and how really good it is. And you should be happy to live in California, right? Really? With the disparity between Wall Street and Main Street, and with a million people leaving California. And those were good taxpaying people, by the way.
Yeah.
And who's replacing them is people on welfare. So it's even stressing the hardworking middle class even more. And the wealthy and the rich, and I hate to label those, but these are people who have been successful. They've made money. It's the California dream, the American dream. But let's get back to reality. But don't tell people that they're living this great life in California. It's a malaise. I mean, you and I look out and see the mountains and it's everything. And it's easy to fall into this. Well, it's California. It'll change eventually. And it doesn't change.
So I heard today 85% of the stock market is owned by 15% of the people. Mm-hmm. And much of that wealth is in the tech industry, much of that in Northern California. And so much is talked about those wealthy people, but it's the other 85% who don't have much in the stock market at all, maybe nothing. Right. And they're just living from their paycheck. 60% of the public lives paycheck to paycheck. Right. They were hit with this massive inflation hike. I imagine that's what regular people are talking to you about.
Absolutely. And you talk about the grocery store. My wife Candace sent me to for peanut M&Ms, right? I had $5 cash, you know, typical guy, I don't have cash. And I go to CVS and I grab a bag and I give it to the county, rings it up, and I said, it's $4.75. For what, 20 peanut M&Ms?
Peanut M&Ms are going for $4.75?
Mr. Garvey, you know, it's crazy. He says, but that's what we have to do because of inflation and costs and all these things. And then you go down the street, and I do this early in the morning once or twice a week. Go to the gas station about 7 in the morning. You know, where hardworking Californians get up and they go to work at that time. And they're not buying 10 gallons worth of gas. They're buying $10 worth of gas. So it's across the board. How about just saving for the future? They can't save, right? So the longer this goes on, the more you go in a hole, and then it takes longer to catch up. So this is a constant suppression of the people of California to control them.
So what are they doing in Washington that's created this situation? You get to Washington, you're going to be voting and discussing all these issues. Where do you think they've gone wrong that it's created such an inflationary environment?
Well, I think, first of all, let's go to climate change. Okay, climate change. Okay, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to turn off gas and oil. So what happens then is now you have higher energy costs, which just aren't at the gas pump. They're the electricity you need for just normal things in your house. Then they want to take away gas stoves, right? All these bizarre things that they come at you with that you don't have a choice. You don't have a voice. So they take away your voice. Almost like it's a socialism. Right. If you think it's great, look at Canada and look at Europe. It's obviously this great democracy we have, supply and demand capitalism, really works. But you gotta let the people participate in it. So the more they can control you, and it's all about power at the end of the day. I mean, I haven't been at this for very long, but I've been a concerned citizen. It's about power. It's about control. It's not about serving the people anymore. It's about who can have the most power. And in this state, I'm standing up because I want to be a voice for the people. I want to go back to Washington. And I say, I'm going to go back for one term. Well, you can't get anything done in one term. You know, you'll be a junior senator. I said, you really don't think that other senators, and I've said this, I'll go to the other 99 senators and go in and talk to them, reach out my hand and say, I want to work with you. But you don't think that as a conservative, being the next senator of California, I'm not going to have the currency to say, well, I want to be in this committee, in that position, committee, in that committee. And at the end of the day, who are people going to come and ask for the quote of the day? They're going to come to me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have the voice to do that. Now we just got to get there. So.
Your celebrity is powerful. I mean, you know, you've had a great image for decades, and you walk into any meeting room, or at least the male senators, they're going to want you on the committee. And as long as you have that, you might as well use it.
Well, I'm a team builder.
Yeah.
You know, I learned that at a very early age. I'm an only child who used to get out in the summers and pull kids from the houses and put teams together and play all day long. And then I got to the major leagues and played on great teams with great players and great leaders I learned from. And I think if you were to say at the end of the day, what if you wanted people to call you one thing, what would it be? I would say it would be a uniter. You know, a uniter of people and of economies and of what's right and what's common sense. And that's no longer part of the equation.
All right, stay for another segment.
Sure.
All right, and we'll talk some more with Steve Garvey. He's running for U.S. Senate. I think he should unite all the normal people to vote for him and get him on to the general election. Top two get in, and he's running against three Democrats, one nuttier than the next, Adam Schiff and Katie Porter and Barbara Lee. We'll continue with Steve Garvey coming up. John Cobalt Show, KFI AM 640.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We had Eric Sadal, who's running for L.A. County District Attorney. Good candidate up against Gascon. He was on with us for half an hour. And this hour, we're talking to Steve Garvey for another segment, the Dodger star, who was on stage last night running for Senate as a Republican against 3 Democratic candidates. He must finish in the top 2 on March 5th to go on to November. And he's running against Adam Schiff, Katie Porter, and Barbara Lee. We talked about, there's 2 overwhelming issues right now nationally that's driving the presidential race, aside from Biden's senility and Trump's insanity. But we talked about inflation, which is big. The other one is the border and just, literally 2-3 million people coming over the border. And they're doing that every year, and it's putting New York and Chicago and Denver into chaos. Yeah. There's a lot going on here in LA, but it doesn't get reported on very much because of the political leanings of the media. What would you want done? You go to Washington.
Yeah.
They're not going to solve it this year, obviously, during an election year.
So they've thrown $30 billion at it in the last 4 years.
Right. And everything's gotten worse. Yeah. That's say with homelessness too, right? We've spent billions and billions here. Yeah. On homelessness, and everything's gotten worse. So you go to Washington, you've probably already heard a bunch of the ideas floating around. What direction do you think we ought to go and finally end this issue?
Well, you'll see it on TV. You'll pull it up. You see the videos and all these things, and you can have compassion for it, and then you go on. And what I wanted to do over these last 4 or 5 months was to actually go out into California and look at these problems. So we did a homeless tour of San Diego, Los Angeles, and then Sacramento. And in San Diego, two places that are dear to me, San Diego and here, Dodgers, Padres. Four blocks from the city center is really, it starts to become the epicenter of the tent villages and so forth. But there's a project there called the Alpha Project. And this fellow's done a phenomenal job and in putting together a program where it's a long tent, almost 100 yards long. And it's what actually houses the homeless there. But it's a six-step process between having the homeless. And he has his disciples going out in the community and telling them, you know, we can create a pathway for you back into society, but you've got to want to do it. So these homeless will come and they'll register. And that's the first step. And then they will give them a medical. And then they will take them and they'll give them a cot. And they'll give them, you know, some clothes and some food. And then they'll give them a psychological evaluation. And then they'll give them a drug test. And by the time they're done, and they're going to be there for a while, they're going to be there for 5 or 6 months, they'll be ready to actually go out and do a job. And that should be the answer to every situation of homelessness, is find a way, a pathway to getting back into society where it's just not to get food on the table.
Do you think they could scale that up?
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've got tens of thousands here in LA County.
But it's to get them back where they have a soul again, something in their heart. They have a task and they accomplish it. So all these billions have been thrown. I can go back as a senator. I don't have, probably won't have direct influence, but I have a voice. And you have to keep echoing that it's really a local problem. You have to address it on a local basis because it affects not only the homeless, but your own citizens too.
Right.
It affects small businesses. So you've got to get two things. You've got to get more money flowing from the state and local into projects like the Alpha Project and the Dream Center, not far from here, right off the Hollywood Freeway, right close to downtown. They've done a phenomenal job of taking not only homeless off the streets, but veterans and putting them in a year-long program. These are model programs that you should use and invest your money in that. But what happens is money is thrown into the private sector. Who knows where it's going to go? Yeah. When I go back into Washington, first thing I will do is to ask for an audit of where the money has gone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, one of the main components of the homelessness is, you know, the drugs that are pouring over the border. And the homelessness ties into the border issues, not only immigration of the people, but massive amount of drugs. What ought to be done at the border?
This is probably one of the two existential crises that we have that you and I and the people of California really care about. It's the economy and crime. If you have crime in the streets, people feel threatened. They don't feel secure. And by the way, I'm big on national defense too. You have to have a national deterrent or nothing else really matters. But in case of crime, this is crime in the streets.
Yeah.
These are drug lords on the streets. It's cartels on the streets. It's people. Get them off the streets. Stop letting them sell the drugs and creating mental problems. You know, my opponents turn it around and they go immediately to shelter because it's easy. It's easy to say, we got to provide shelter. We have to provide.
They're still on the drugs and they're still going to be wandering around the streets all day and
night. But they wouldn't need shelter if everything in life starts from the head down. If they had the mental capacity to know right from wrong, and to make decisions, right? And to know drugs is going to be a spiral to probably death, right?
Right.
So we got to start with drugs and mental illness. And sure, we'll find a pathway to take care of them, like the Alpha Project and Dream Center. But let's start there. Let's get local government more heavily involved. Let's stop wasting money and start putting it to where the real compassion issues for you and I and people of California. And the other thing, what about the private sector? What about hedge funds? You know, why don't you sponsor a facility? You're making $1 trillion a year, whether you're BlackRock or whatever it is. Give back this way. If you really want to help society, give back. Start to do it collectively. Garvey Media Group has been in the brand building business, building businesses and so forth. And the key is to get corporate America involved. And I think nobody ever talks about that. Nobody doesn't want to deal with it. But I think if you started systematically, and I would, going back to Washington, and start to talk to the private economic sector and say, you can do this if you really want to do it. Let's put it into a consciousness situation. Let's do this together. Let's get back to America, helping America again, and being, and I'm on a civility campaign right now. Let's get to talk to each other again, respect each other again, give back again. The wealthy and the rich, they really do want to give back. And I think this is a view to say to them, this is a way for you to make a difference in life. I think we'll start to build towards getting the homeless off the streets.
Well, thank you for coming. It's good talking with you again. And I wish you a lot of luck because you come across as a normal person. And most politicians are not normal. They don't communicate normally. As you saw on stage last night, they just shout slogans and prepackaged.
And you just have to shake your head.
Yeah, I know.
See, but I'm not running for a job. They run for a job.
Yeah.
When they're elected, they start immediately running to keep that job. And I had a wonderful CEO say to me the other day, you know, Steve, if this was California Corporation, you know, representing all the people, these elected officials, I would have fired a long time ago. They failed the people of California. They're failing hardworking Californians. He said, so they just go there, they get power, they want to keep it, so they vote 98-97% down the party line. And that's not what I would do. I would go back there, I'd look at each issue, make a good common sense issue that's good for the people.
All right, Steve, thanks very much for coming on. Thank Let's you, talk sir. Again before Election Day, right? March 5th.
Amen. I need you.
And I think walk-in voting starts February 24th. Ballots are already in the mail. I don't think many people have mailed them in yet, but if you do,
get them in. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, and I think it's a call to all the normal people out there.
A call to normality.
That's right.
And civility.
Somebody on our side for once. All right, more coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
If you're just joining us, Steve Garvey was here for half an hour. So you can hear that on the podcast being posted after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand. We also had Eric Siddall on, who's running for LA County District Attorney against Gascon. And one thing that was a big story today, and this is, I think, really shows you how much Gascon has been lying. This is a smoking gun. An organization called Crosstown LA looked at LAPD crime statistics and found that shoplifting in the city of LA went up 81% last year. So this wasn't a media-induced frenzy. There was these complaints that, well, that's the media just focusing on a few smash-and-grab crimes. It's like, no, really. Shoplifting went from 6,600 reported crimes in 2022 to nearly 12,000 in 2023. 81% increase. In fact, overall retail crime, which includes felony smash and grabs, went climbed 15%, but shoplifting, 81%. And we're told, like Karen Bass is saying, well, you know, we've got this task force and we've cracked down and we have arrested 128 people. Nobody says how many of these guys go to jail. How many of these guys, they're arrested, but they're out on bail the same day. So do they end up getting sentenced? For how long? Are they off the streets? Because an 81% increase shows you it's a lot of the same people doing it over and over again. They had CBS had an interview with one woman shopping, Anna. She says, I have to wait 30 minutes just to get deodorant from behind the glass. And that's what's happened. You can't go to, like, a lot of drugstores, you know, like CVS stores. Some of them have all the goods locked up. Let's play Gascon's claim just to show you how much he lies. Would you play the first cut from Gascon?
They say you're soft on crime.
Right.
Are you soft on crime?
People say, well, you are soft because you're not seeking 100 years, you're seeking 20 years.
And you're not seeking the death penalty.
And I'm not seeking the death penalty, right.
So you have the numbers to prove that you're not soft on crime?
Absolutely that we do.
Can you share those with us?
We can share with you the number of prosecutions. We'll give you 10 years of rates of filing cases. 10 years of the way that we've prosecuted cases.
His office provided this graph showing actual filings have dropped by more than 5,000 cases in those 10 years. They believe the downward trend, though, started before Gascon took office and is statistically insignificant.
He brags to the CBS correspondents like, oh, we got numbers. We'll show you that we're prosecuting crimes. And then CBS gets the numbers and it's actually down 5,000. And their response is, well, that trend started before Gascon took over. Now play the second clip. Remember, shoplifting is up 81%. Here's what Gascon says.
Now, for the last year, we have seen crime coming down, not only in our community, but we're seeing crime going down nationwide. At the same time that we have continued with the reform efforts.
Yeah, it's going down. 81% increase just in shoplifting. Conway and
hey
Thompson
now.
Both
and Mark
here.
Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
We got, he's in the hallway. I don't know if he's going to come in. I guess he will, right? We got George Gascon on with us. Smoke.
Good one.
No, Steve Garvey is going to come on with us. You should have him on your show.
Steve back. Steve coming back?
That's right. Yes.
More this baseball. Is how Conway gets a lot of guests.
That's right. Yeah.
Hey, well, you want to stick around and do our show?
Just get our runoff. Sure.
Yeah. Great. Who else, who else are we having on that you had on?
Ken Champeau is in the
But actually, Conway and I have a different way of chatting with the candidate, John. Yeah. We're going to bring our own special strategy.
That's right. More baseball than politics.
Yeah. See if you can lure him back in.
That's right.
I'll say one thing for him, Tim, if you wouldn't mind. I just thought, man, he is handsome. I mean, I honest to God.
Yeah, I noticed when you said that to him, he kept backing up and you kept walking towards him.
I did
him.
Tell him. I said, oh, my God, you're so handsome.
Yeah.
In person, you know.
And I believe you said in a straight male sort of way.
Well, I said, look, I'm straight, but I know I'm handsome when I see it.
Sure. He's a good-looking man.
Anyway. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought
the same thing. It's just I wouldn't say that.
I say a lot of things that people think I wouldn't say.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that to him. Knott's Berry Farm is looking to hire 2,000 workers. Maybe they can get the people laid off at CBS.
Oh, wow.
CBS, it's horrible. They had
800 people.
800 people. That's how do you get another job for 800 people at that level?
That's after drawing $123 million for the Super Bowl.
Right, that's something's going on.
They should have made some money off that. I guess they didn't.
The LA Times, CBS, you know, you have all these, you know.
The media.
The media is, it's really difficult now. And everybody's smart idea, except for Mark Thompson here, because he has a successful one. Everybody's idea is to do a podcast.
Yeah.
And now there's 900 million people doing podcasts, which I like, but I don't have time to listen to all
of them. The numbers aren't there for a lot of podcasters.
Well, you know what? I read something, this was a few years ago, about 3/4 of the people give up after just a few months.
Is that right?
It's hard,
lot,
man.
You know, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot
of,
I'm exhausted.
It's a lot
I'll
of
tell
work.
You, I've
and,
never been so tired.
You know, a lot of them don't make any money.
And now you got to compete with Meghan Markle. She's coming back to do
that's
her
right.
podcast.
She's doing one.
Yeah, she's a juggernaut.
She said the last 2 years, you haven't really heard her true self, but you will now.
Oh, okay.
She made a deal with Spotify, as you know.
For $20
million. For $20 million. She does like 4 episodes and they just called it quits.
Yeah.
And now she's doing another.
They didn't meet the benchmarks for the whole $20 million check.
That's Conway with good detail. Yeah. Good knowledge
that's
from
right.
Conway.
That's right. They're right. Short of $20
million. All right. Conway Thompson.
Ding dong with you.
Steve Garvey.
Steve Garvey. The handsome Steve Garvey.
Yeah.
The man of Mark's fantasies.
You now stepping into the batter's box, Steve Garvey. Boy, he looks good today. Don't you think, Bob? I mean, in a handsome way.
Get
don't you
your
think?
Hand off my knee.
He's the best.
Deborah Mark is not here. Well, Crozier is the news, live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.